Genesis chapter 4. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from Yahweh. And she again bore his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to Yahweh. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat of it. And Yahweh had respect to Abel and to his offering, but to Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And Yahweh said to Cain, Why are you wroth, and why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door, and to you shall be his desire, and you shall rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And Yahweh said to Cain, Where is Abel your brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries to me from the ground. And now are you cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall not from here on yield to you her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall you be in the earth. And Cain said to Yahweh, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you've driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from your face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that finds me shall kill me. And Yahweh said to him, Therefore, whosoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken upon him sevenfold. And Yahweh set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of Yahweh, and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he built a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. And to Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mehujael, and Mehujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech. And Lamech took to him two wives. The name of the one was Adah, and the name of the other Zillah. And Adah bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handled the harp and organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said to his wives, Adah and Zillah, Hear my voice, you wives of Lamech. Listen to my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For Yahweh, said she, has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew, and to Seth. To him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of Yahweh. End of chapter.